He still remembers the first time he noticed. He was invited to speak about a documentary he'd written and produced at a conservative women's group in Texas. They loved it.
Clearly, I was shocked as a lifelong liberal progressive that I was, you know, hugging and hanging out and having a great time with a bunch of extremely conservative mothers and grandmothers.
Big Tree has been banned from social media platforms like YouTube for making false claims about the dangers of COVID vaccines. But as the pandemic has dragged on, his conservative audience keeps growing. Often he speaks at conferences alongside people who claim the election was rigged and promoters of QAnon conspiracy theories.
Unless there's going to be a white supremacist, you know, on the stage, then, you know, or I find out that there's something that I truly find distasteful, then I see that stage as simply an audience that I want to have hear this message.
It's a numbers game. He wants to grow his movement, and he'll talk to anyone who will listen. Now, on the other side of this alliance are far-right conservatives like Trump's former political advisor, Roger Stone.
Most of you know my story.
He was convicted of lying to Congress about the Trump campaign's ties to Russia.